They are here with Buddy Watch in the queue at the block, Gatwick 2018. Just trying to spot Kate. I can see my old mates, the Portaloos. Portaloo, couldn't escape if I wanted to. Okay, I'm approaching now. Stand by. Hello, Kate. How are you going?
Sharon. Sharon's come all the way from Tumbawamba.
Wait a minute. Sharon's come from Tumbawamba?
Tumbawamba. It's near Wagga Wagga.
How far away is that?
About 4.5 hours. So it's on the western side of the Snowy Mountains.
Sharon's been to, I think, was it four blocks previously?
What's the best one so far?
Well, this one we're loving so far, but yeah. The Octagon one.
Scott Cam looks life-size in person. Buddy watch, buddy watch, buddy watch with me. Let's talk about it, talk about what we've seen. Buddy watch, buddy watch, buddy watch with me. Let's get to talking, it's not just TV. Welcome to Buddy Watch. We are at Ground Zero. Ground Zero of the block. I'm Vaya. I got Kate here.
Sorry. Hi.
Can you describe the action that's happening right now?
There is a shit ton of beach balls being aimed at our heads right now.
Just trying to remind the punters that St Kilda is near the beach. But it's kind of more like a war zone.
It is. And I'm trying to protect my baby's head as well. So, oh my God, Vaya. Look at that. That is someone with a brass bath hat.
A brass bath hat. A brass hat. She's my hero. I hope she goes to the races with that thing on. So, Kate, we had a few weeks off. We missed kitchen week, hallway week, and one of the guest room weeks.
Life got a bit busy for both of us.
But we have been enjoying it.
Oh, we have not missed an episode watching it. Kitchen week, look, to be honest, I find that a bit of a snoozer anyway, because Freedom Kitchens do make and design all the kitchens.
So it's not as much contestant drama. We just had to enjoy the walk-in robes. I mean, the walk-in pantries, butler's pantries.
Controversial. Some people like them, some don't. I think they were possibly a little bit too big. I just got hit in the head by a beach ball.
Kate just copped a beach ball to the scone. Her speech might start to slur. If I had a butler's pantry at this joint, I would just be renting it out as an Airbnb room.
Look, I need a bloody Uber Eats pantry myself. I don't actually need to cook food.
Okay, we are in. We're in the Gatwick.
We are in. I'm so excited. Everything smells new, like a new car.
I haven't been breathing. I'll breathe now. Okay, it smells neutral. It's a good sign.
We're in the service stairway.
Tiles, comments?
They look great. And there's a brass trim on it. If you're going to do some tiling, may as well add some brass to it.
And word of the hour, herringbone.
Yes, herringbone bluestone tiles.
What are we going to approach, Kate? What are we seeing first?
First apartment is Kerry and Spencer's apartment one.
South Australia, sophisticates from the Barossa Valley.
Okay, hilarious detail in the foyers. Beacon Lighting have put a price tag on all the light fixtures here.
It's a design feature.
Do you like the Corbel? Because it's $400. Did you see the entry foyer? It's got an inlaid Channel 9 dots.
Is that a hot new tip? Is that going to be the next season?
Oh, I think so. You just pop the Channel 9 logo in everything permanent.
Still the one. Are they still going by that tagline?
In my mind, they are.
Shaden, Spotted, Sarah, Hayden. Sarah, love your work.
We
do a podcast about the block.
Oh, yes. Have you seen the bath? No, not yet.
No, we've seen someone wearing a bath as a hat.
I know. How amazing is that? We literally just saw her. She's a little legend.
Anyway, you're a bloody champ. You've made it entertaining.
Thank you so much.
Kerry and Spencer's apartment comes complete with free Sarah.
It's a bit confusing about what the first room is, but it looks like it's the guest room, the first guest room. The one with the cabinetry in it.
Is it the first one we reviewed?
Yes, I believe so.
We've just walked through the library, Kerry and Spencer's library, and now we're in their walk-in robe of their guest room.
Immense walk-in robe.
Yeah, you should have put a roll-out mattress in here for Kerry to have a little kip on during the day.
The king-size bed does take up 90% of the floor space in this room.
I feel like we're a bit in a fun house at the show.
This is the original bathroom.
With the marble tiles?
Faux marble tiles, actually. And look,
how can you tell the difference?
Because they're printed, they're not real. This, the bath caddy. Controversial.
Yeah, I don't mind it though. It'll get a bit wet. So now we're looking into the second guest bedroom with the woodland creatures.
And their Alexa on their side table. I feel like I'm seeing a celebrity here.
Yeah, because Kerry and Spencer, their own home screen of their Alexa model. These hallways feel so spacious. Sexy laundry.
Laundry, not that thrilled with their bench tops. Look, faux concrete. Have a feel, it's laminate.
See, I'm a sucker. I can never tell what's real and what's fake. Study nook.
Study nook. This is smaller than the walk-in robe in their guest bedroom.
I would use this as an office, totally. No daylight though, so a bit grim. Master bedroom.
We're in the room that polarised both of us. It's Kerry and Spencer's disgusting velvet comforter on their bed. You got to touch it.
It was quite lovely. Had a nice sheen. Okay, so this is the master bathroom of Kerry and Spence with these twin mirrors. Big shower head.
Again, beautiful room. I would have... Yep. Did they win this week? Because they should have.
I'm lost all sense of what's happened in life. They've got a view of the port-a-loos. Toilet behind the door, classy AF. Yeah.
There is so many people in this house. It's amazing. But as I just said to Vaya, this is one of the greatest things I've ever done. Block walkthrough, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, Kate's beside herself. Beautiful master out looking out onto the terrace.
Enjoy the day.
Lovely light in here.
Hot tip, Vaya. I touched that comforter and it's disgusting as I thought.
It's fine. Oh, sneak peek at their terrace.
I like that cushion.
Kookaburras. Kookaburra sits on the old gum tree cushion. And there's their steelwork planter. It looks all right. Fits in.
The terrace is okay. It's not as impressive as I'm sure the penthouse will be. But, you know, they've done a good job in here.
We are here in the boardroom / living and dining area.
And it looks more corporate than I thought, which was pretty bloody corporate. So there you go.
All these brown couches, though. They look very Mad Men.
So I feel they look very Freedom.
Oh, it was my favourite feature, the YouTube ring light. We're in Kerry and Spencer's Airbnb room, their butler's pantry.
Again, we've got more laminate fake stone in their butler's pantry.
Brass bath girl, what's your name?
Lily.
Did you make that brass bath on your head?
Yes, I did. I used a Barbie bath and painted it.
Oh, Barbie's never felt so fabulous. Do you know Sarah's seen it?
Yes, I just had a photo with her.
That is the most awesome outfit I've seen today.
Mile High Club, baby. We are at the Cairns Suite.
We are in the massive dining living area now. And remember my steal of the week, the Christian Cole dining table? Here it is in the flesh.
It's pretty. I love the green velvet chairs with it. I don't have velvet fatigue yet.
I cannot believe this table was made in a week. It is stunning. Vaya, look what it is. Your favourite piece of art.
My steal of the week, the llama! The drama llama picture! We've entered a competition to win the art. I just really want that. It's super cute.
I don't know, there's some weird shit in here too, to be honest. Like, what's that headdress in the window alcove going on? Oh my god, I'm organic! It's the pop-up bar! Would you like a bottle of Hennessy or Glenfiddich?
I might need it walking through the double living room situation. Side by side, we stick together.
This rug here we're about to step on is way too small for this space. It's my judgment call.
I love these coasters. They're like...
geodes. They're little cross sections of a geode.
Side by side living area. Handier at parties when you want to avoid some people. There's a few people in the queue I'd be happy to avoid.
Oh, it's handy if you live in the Grand Hyatt and you've got a whole lobby of couches. I think it's stupid and pointless. In person, it's as dumb as it is on the TV.
You may as well have put a D floor next to that pop-up bar.
Look what it is. It was what was going to be my steal of the week, but we never did see where it went. It's the giant brass crustacean.
Just what every living area needs.
That glass mushroom, I've got one of those at home as well.
I like that. Glass lobster, I don't know about.
All right, well, we're about to step into Kansas Terrace, and it's a bit more planty than we were expecting due to their budgetary issues. But you'll notice that they do have a fiddle leaf fig there, which is the biggest cliche of Pinterest for about 6 years running, I'd say.
Safe to say I didn't notice that, but that's why we have Kate. She's the design expert. It's an enclosed terrace.
I would hesitate to say that this is an outside room. It's got some louvered windows.
Why didn't they just turn this? This is essentially three lounge rooms back to back.
I can see now why they did make their living dining room so much bigger. Because really, what's the benefit of this kind of weird outdoorish room? This is crap.
That unfortunate neon palm tree is extremely unfortunate.
Okay, so we're in the giant bedroom, Kansas Master. It's not as big as it looked on TV, is it?
No, on TV it looked like a bloody arena. What is this bit? This is a walk-in robe.
Some sort of walk-in room robe vestibule. Oh, we're about to go into the land of Tarazzo.
I'm stuck in the ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre.
Lovely view out of their ensuite right into the Sevs across the road.
Candles burning, nice scent. Just going to grab a little shower. Tarazzo, what do you reckon? Why would you?
Why wouldn't you?
Love the little dressing table in Carnes's master ensuite, and it does have some windows so you don't feel like you're in a cave while you're doing your little lippy.
Look, it's a shame this won't come across in the podcast, but all these apartments smell amazing from all the scented candles.
Like $50 candles, really.
Vaya, another one of your favourite arts. It's the up the guts shot of the palm tree.
The upskirted palm tree. No, thanks.
No. And it really shouldn't have been printed at this scale because the resolution's not fabulous. What do you think, Vaya? I think the layout of this apartment is just terrible.
There's all these giant hallways and then pokey rooms. Oh, this is the winning bathroom. The one that got pissed on a bunch of times from overhead. There's my least favourite.
The sad face planter.
These hallways, you could fit another apartment in Carnes's hallways.
I feel this has just been really, the interior design of this space is not good.
Guest room.
They have a feel of these disgusting built-in robes. They're like 100% plastic.
Okay, that feels plastic. There's the crab. There's the little crab. Golden crab.
And like some sort of cat candle too.
Now we're in their final guest bedroom, which has some beautiful artwork, purple, like a little bunny rabbit and a bunch of bananas.
This just feels so similar to the last guest room. It's got the same vile wardrobe. Yawn worthy.
Love me a navy velvet bedhead though. All right, kitchen bitch time. Mile High Club's
they
kitchen.
They end up putting in the windows above their cupboards.
Oh yeah, they were going to put windows in to make it not so dark in here. But guess what? It's dark in here.
And look, the champagne metallic cupboards, questionable.
They look like the back of an iPhone. Yeah, they shouldn't have bothered with a butler's pantry. They could have just knocked this down and had a nice big space.
No, ridiculous. What a waste of space. Even if they'd had this as a peninsula without the overhead cupboards, it would have made more sense.
Yeah, because you want to be able to cook and have a nice view of your neighbours.
Let's have a look what they're missing out on. Yeah, the flats next door. Not too bad, but...
I like the stairwell of next door. We are approaching Shaden, the drama llama territory.
Oh my god, I'm dead set excited to see this train wreck of an apartment.
Although, I was really underwhelmed by Mile High Club, so anything's a bonus from here.
To be honest, it was as bland as her personality. Okay, starting off, first questionable design decision, that light fixture in the hallway.
Exposed filament light globes.
In like with a 50s kind of brass hat on top.
It's very bright too. Too bright. Nice mirror though.
Don't come in here with a migraine, but you can admire yourself in the full-length mirror as you come through.
Well, the thing is, even if you come in without a migraine, see Shaden and you leave with one. Yeah. Oh, this is such an improvement. The desk study nook in their guest room.
With an actual built-in desk this time instead of a see-through glass one.
I don't remember that being done.
Yeah, this is nice. And the walk-in robe of the guest room?
This apartment is exactly the same layout as Carrie and Spence's, and I think they made a better job of it than Carrie and Spence for this, the guest bedroom. They've brought back their original bedhead they had in here as well.
Oh, that mushroom-coloured velvet bedhead.
Clashes a bit with the Venetian plaster as well.
So they redid it for redo week and then redid it again.
Yeah. These doors are disgusting there.
I'm indifferent to the doors.
The guest bath.
Oh, we're approaching brass? No, guest bath.
Ooh,
the brass tap is looking a bit sad. Vertical garden.
Oh, yeah, they got rid of the sad towels. Smart choice. The brass tapware just looks absolutely filthy. Do not get it. I think that's the sign.
Do not get extra cleaning. Hey, little vertical garden. Sad, sad vertical garden.
It looks like a printed faux terrazzo to me.
On the bathroom wall tile. I really like this little, what's it called? Niche in the wall. Lovely. You need a spot for your bloody soap.
Again, they haven't cleaned properly in here.
Well, that's not surprising, is it?
There's a feature wall in the...
In the dunny.
Oh my God, there's like feature wallpaper in here. Do you remember...
She had to wallpaper something.
Did the judges talk about this? This is like a textured plaster wallpaper that's actually sparkly.
This is the one they got shit canned for, though.
Look at this filthy tap. I'm going to have to take a photo.
Kate's appalled. I've moved on.
Okay, and here's the hallway artwork, which is quite reminiscent of Silence of the Lambs. It just looks like a bit of stretched out, bit of flesh.
Hannibal might like to spruce up his place. You never know. One of the passers-by just called this the Nothing Room. This is one of their guest rooms. How many guests does a person need, mate?
Oh, look, I'm on approximately zero guests in my house, to be honest.
I do like the poof at the end of the bed, though. Laundry.
With a stone bench top in the laundry.
Real?
Real stone.
Ooh, that's ice cold. Yeah, their laundry's good. They were right to throw shade at the Cairns and Sperry laundries, I think.
It's a lot bigger.
Well, we can see their dining room.
Beautiful light fixture.
It smells like grapefruit in here.
Could be the lady in front of us. I'm not sure. We're cheek by jowl with basically everybody that's come to the block today.
Can you, Kate, explain to me the window, that stained glass window design?
I have not noticed that before, and that's a bit of an eyesore. I assume it's original to the building. But look, the cigarette bedhead.
Beautiful, beautiful.
No, it's Shaden.
Picture of Shaden kissing on their side table. Walk-in robe. I think I would get anxious with all these open cubicles.
Yeah, I don't like it. And look, there's no door here, so you're looking straight into this walk-in robe.
And it will never be tidy.
This is what Sperry turned into their study nook.
Good idea. Brass. Oh, my God. Brass bath. I dig it. It's, okay, so it looks better in person than it did in the photos.
Do not touch. I've already touched it, I'm afraid, before I read the do not touch sign. It felt a little bit textured.
What do you reckon about keeping it clean? Effort?
I think this is a goddamn nightmare, babe. You can already see it's got some issues.
You could buy a car instead of this bath. How much was it? $7,000?
Yeah, I think it was $7,000. Yeah, no thanks.
And I'm just not into the herringbone marble tiles to match with it.
I normally love them, but no, in here it just looks dirty, but then it's possibly reflective of the rest of the house.
Shaden do get top marks for their niches from me. I just need somewhere to put my bloody accoutrement. I am enjoying how these master suites just step out onto these lovely lush open terraces.
Oh, what is that salt and pepper shaker weird thing on top of their barbecue?
Dirty brass seems to be their design choice of the day. They should have done a vertical garden out here in the nice terrace. Is this a Barbie?
They really are salt and pepper shakers.
Is this a Barbie?
Yes, this is a barbecue. We're looking out on the crowd and there is a hell of a lot of people still out here. Good luck.
So this is the corner spot, one of the main reasons they chose this, yeah?
You can barely see the city from here.
You can see Eureka Sky Deck, Eureka Tower. There's nothing to write home about with this view.
No, there's nothing at all. I mean, I can see they chose a bigger apartment and they've got the best of the bigger apartments, but no, I wouldn't have chosen this.
While I'm standing here, all I want to do is get up to those penties. I want to see what's up there in the heavens.
Okay, so the light fixture in their dining room is stunning.
It's a whole bunch of gold baubles.
Yes, on a brass rod, and it's the Orion from Beacon Lighting, as the price tag tells us. Vaya, check out the hot mess of the week, the old Luna Park.
Luna Park, a face you never want to see every day, and yet, there it is.
Look, I don't mind the fireplace that they've got here. I know they got a shit canning from the judges about it.
What's he noticed?
Still pointing out the Darren and Shana books.
J'adore this couch though. Love the colour. No. J'adore. Want it.
We have been there, done that with this colour. It's about 5 years too late.
I'm pretty much 5 years behind on the trends anyway, so I'll take it. This brass bar cart is super cute. Yep. Again, Mad Men-esque.
Again, probably 5 years too late.
2.5
for 2.7 asking price. Okay, these little benches by the window, like a little window seat in the kitchen.
I do like it. Hang on.
She's doing the bum test.
I did the bum test. It was good. Good height. Quite cushy. You're actually not meant to sit on anything here. And there's lots of signs saying do not touch, but things have been touched.
Kate's a renegade and I'm just a follower.
This is probably my favourite butler's pantry so far. What do you think?
Yeah, best styled. I love the Roma tomatoes, jars of tomatoes.
You will note that they've actually, again, used real stone in here as well.
Feels good. I think I would like to cook in this kitchen.
Yeah. Actually, I like this a lot more than Kansas layout because the kitchen's hidden when you come in the front door. You've actually got an entry, which I think they should have done something more like that in their apartment.
Kansas kitchen was... I'm having PTSD from Kansas kitchen. It was just so claustrophobic. We are ascending to the heavens.
I really do like the tiles and the finish they've done in this service stairway.
When they put their heads together and work as a team, the blockheads, they actually do a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I actually think it was Jess driving most of that, the communal area.
Nettie's.
We're in our spiritual home now, Vaya. Look at this ceiling height.
We're in the Nettie's penthouse. Netballers from Victoria. The double zebra artwork in the hallway greets you so warmly and I love it.
It's beautiful in here.
We're already sold just from the foyer.
Oh my goodness.
This is stunning. It's light and airy. They've got a little study desk in the kitchen, which is up my alley, because all I ever want to do is work and eat at the same time.
Burst your bubble, but this is the saddest benchtop in history.
Why?
It's laminate.
Oh, but they had spent all their marble expenses for the bathroom.
If only they'd used that slab for their kitchen island rather than their bathroom wall. God, this is their butler's pantry is beautiful. I love the combination of the grey cabinetry and the beautiful parquet floor.
Yeah, you could hide a whole lot of crap back here.
It is a little bit hot in here from all the glass windows.
It's really hot. They've got aircon.
Already, this apartment I would choose over any of the old ones. The old ones, sure, they're bigger, but it's unnecessary space. The rooms are too big, poorly laid out. This, the new build, is just stunning.
Penthouse? Why would you? Well, because it's better. It's better. Nicer.
So we're in the lounge space now, and there was criticisms from the judges on how it was laid out, but it, look, on an open day, it works.
What do you want? Just move the couches around when you buy it. No biggie. Okay, this is now the designer terrace we're about to step onto.
It has a herringbone decking insert.
It's very swish. Oh, this view. I'm thrilled.
Corner? You should know what's around this corner, Bea.
Fireplace?
Yes.
Fireplace. And your husband. Oh, this is the one that they couldn't squish the fireplace into, the chimney. It's smaller than I thought it would be, but it's super cute.
Not entirely sure how practical a fireplace where there's only like about a meter in front of it.
But you can sit in the window and look at it. Sit in the living room and look at it through the window, which is super pretty. Oh, it's just so airy and pretty up here. I want to sit out here for hours. Oh, and their spherical steel artwork.
Vaya, we have a sea glimpse. From right here, I can see the sea.
Oh, the ocean, palm trees. Oh, penthouse. Why would ya? Why wouldn't ya? Looking out onto the rooftops of St Kilda, like the chimney sweeps of Mary Poppins. It's a great time. Chim chim cheree. I mean, one of the cons is that there's bird crap on the railing, but you know, what can you do?
Okay, we're looking at the world's longest outdoor table here. I think it was Dave Franklin picked it up from King Lake somewhere.
Yeah, when Bianca had a nice day off, just sitting in a car all day.
Looks fantastic. Imagine this. This is really is an entertainer's apartment, far more so than any of the others so far.
Come out here in summer. Do Christmas lunch out here.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? I've forgotten everything I've seen underground. I'm all about the heavens.
These guys will absolutely bloody smash the auction.
I hope so. In their walk-in robe for one of their guest rooms, it's a little squeezy.
This is the master.
Oh, because they changed it. Is this the master? Of course, because the terrace is right there. Oh, this is a little squeezy.
Ensuite is stunning.
Oh, this is the one they should have won or almost won or won. I can't remember.
Beautiful vertical tiles in here. I love it as much as I expected.
Stunning. Double shower with plenty of wang room. Yeah, I don't know about this squeezy walk-in robe, though. I'd have my crap all over the floor.
Look, the master is small. Particularly when Cairns were touted as having the biggest master and it didn't look particularly big. But this is small, but you know what? It's perfectly formed.
And if there's only a couple of people living here, you can share a wardrobe with the guest room.
Imagine waking up and seeing the city from your bed.
It's fun. I like it.
My favouritest thing in the entirety of the block is here. It's the art TV.
Oh, it's the artwork. We couldn't tell what it was. It is a lady in a cloud. And look at these cabinets under the TV. You could store a shitload of knickknacks under there.
Oh, keep all your tech in there, baby.
I wish they had that panelled wall still. I think that was a really nice feature.
It looked great, but it must have looked pretty shabby in person for them to come in. And look, this is a king-size bed. This is a humongous bed.
I had no idea that the king-size would fit so nicely in here, but it does. It totally does. This is a room you use for sleeping, booty calls. That's it.
Oh, I'm watching TV.
Oh, this is the guest room with the two ladies' portraits.
This is their winning room.
Pinstripe. Duna?
We haven't discussed what a pinstripe actually is, Vaya.
Yeah, because Hayden was mansplaining pinstripes to his wife.
I'd like to point out that he was very wrong and Sarah was correct.
As usual, I realise.
Pinstripes, as their very name suggests, are a pin's width wide. Just ponder that. Look, I'm feeling the bizarro powder room vanity, which is actually just like a, feels like a plank of wood, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a sink, but it doesn't look like a sink. It looks like a white tray shelf. Kate's sad about the kitchen. How's the laundry? Oh, sorry, I stepped on you. How's the laundry?
I would have even preferred this. Look, I think it is actually just real timber benchtop.
This is gorgeous. I was expecting the laundries to be really pokey in the penthouse, but this is fine. I put a load on in here. Is this the bathroom that should have won? No.
Timber slat ceiling looks amazing.
Oh, they are so classy, these ladies.
There's a real stone feature wall in here and it looks stunning. Man. Everything in this room is refined.
I just want to put my face against it. It's so cool.
Like skylight. Now, yes, there is a few issues about privacy from from the shower, because we're actually just looking straight into Courtney and Hans's. Is that their walk-in robe down there? No, Sarah and Hayden's walk-in robe. Downstairs.
They're getting a good look at our goodies, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but that's okay. You just put a little from go to. You go to Daiso, $2.80. You get a little frosted piece of decal,
which I think didn't they do that? And then they got shit canned by the judges.
Now, well, so, do you want to solve the problem or not?
All right, that's it,
ladies. Keep moving. Guest bedroom of the Netties.
With the weird sconce lights in here. No, they don't look good in person.
UFOs. Ladies, no good.
Ladies, keep coming.
Home stretch, crowd favourites, Queenslanders, Norman Jess, Jorm. Oh, my God, Kate, it's Alice from Domain.
Jesus Christ.
Sponsorship pandering.
Yes, yes. Dare we interview her?
See how we go. Oh, Shelley. I'm Vaya. This is Kate.
Hi, lovely to see you.
We host a podcast called Buddy Watch. We recap TV shows and we've started with The Block.
Oh, fantastic. Well, welcome to the podcast world.
And you were like the ray of sunshine on The Block.
Some days I come in with my grumpy pants on, but but most of the time, you know, I do. I flit in and I flit out, but I like to leave a little bit of happiness in my trails.
And we love
if you. Not confusion. I think there's a lot of confusion that I bring as well.
Yeah, we want more Shelley. More Shelley.
More Shelley.
Well, thank you.
We love your banter with Scotty as well.
We have a good time, you know, yeah. And it's hard. We're not the ones doing the work, so it's very easy for us to throw our opinion around as we enter Norman Jess's apartment.
Do you have a secret favourite or not so secret favourite?
Not so secret. You know, you can't choose between your kids, can you? That's my standard response to that question.
But if you can ever pick one kid to put through school and one kid to leave out on the street.
Yeah, that's it. One kid to set up their lives forever and one to leave in the gutters.
Okay, how about this?
Which one would you buy?
Well, you know what? This is the first time I've seen them finished, clean, no scaffolding. So I'm a bit like you guys. I'm wandering through going, wow, they look so different to when I last saw them. And they're magnificent.
How did you not get a private tour? You're in here with the hoi polloi.
Oh, no. You've got to know people who know people.
Well, if you could steal one thing from any object from any of the apartments, what would you put in your back pocket?
Jess.
Thank you.
See ya.
We've
got to
go
Okay, guest room, Norman Jess.
Just like the Netties, these apartments are stunning with their high ceilings, but my goodness, the cabinetry in here is just beautiful. Yes, 10 out of 10 on this room.
I like the Kookaburra artwork they've picked.
This is one of my favourite guest rooms so far. It's not blah.
It feels very spacious. Oh, this is the emerald green bedhead in the other guest room.
Oh, no, I love it. The details in here are just stunning. You can really see where Norm's put his hard work into it.
This has a special name, Shaker.
Yes, it's the shaker-style cabinetry, and you'll note that they've got the open boxes down the bottom, which you can store your shoes in there.
And this is good. You could have a guest in there in a little desk nook, and they can do some work from home, laptop lifestyle.
I heartily, heartily approve of their kitchen island. Beautiful marble. Remember, it's the Calcutta.
Calicotta, what is it? Panna cotta?
Panna cotta marble, yes. But also, again, beautiful shaker-style cabinetry in the kitchen. This is my favourite kitchen so far.
Definitely, you feel like you could take the stage and the stove there. Oh, I don't like their sink placements really irked me, though. I can't stop touching marble. This is my new...
No, this feels... Can you tell now? You can tell the difference between the plastic and the real. The real feels a lot colder.
Yeah. I feel like I can go down to Sovereign Hill and pan for gold now and I'd know the difference.
Splashback tile is just divine. It's got a bit of a chevron stripe to it. Grey, well, half a herringbone, I'd say.
And these wooden shelves above it.
It looks really refined, doesn't it?
Nuggety old Norm just got the job done.
Very carefully considered. I hate to say it, but so far, this is my favourite apartment.
It's pretty good. I couldn't see it on telly what everyone was going on about, but this is quite delightful. It just feels so open.
You know one thing I didn't notice, which I probably would notice if I was a buyer? I didn't notice all the appliances in Kerry and Spencer's apartment. We just kind of walked straight past them.
Yeah, the sink needs to be a bee's dick closer to the centre, I think.
Is this the one that came from somebody's house?
Yeah, the plumber's wife or something.
Yeah, poor old plumber's wife. She needs a book written about her.
She's just got a bucket in the cupboard. Okay. I've liked the velvet dining chairs everywhere else, but I don't like them in Jorm's apartment.
I do like the legs on them, though. They're kind of like a gunmetal-y. colour.
I just feel like in summer when you've got a sticky ass, sitting down on these velvety hot chairs, no good.
It is hard though. Like Kerry and Spence were criticised for their boardroom style, and this table looks like it's come straight out of someone's boardroom.
Yeah, The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice. That artwork looks like a magic eye and I'm getting dizzy looking at it. Oh, the one testicle fireplace. What do you think about the new placement of it? Better?
Better idea. I would actually just should have just ditched it all the way. Would have got rid of it.
Takes up a lot of real estate.
Average coffee table.
I like it in here. It suits the space.
I'm not loving it, but the credenza is quite nice.
The champagne tones really give some warmth to it.
Powder room does feel a little bit like a Hong Kong bathroom.
Yeah, the feng shui of that loo. I don't know about it. Oh, Gumtree bathtubs here, Kate.
Let's have a feel. Oh, yeah, it doesn't feel like stone, but it looks good.
I don't know if it would take my weight, this bathtub.
What's behind you? It's a giant mandarin tree.
Oh, sorry,
it's a kumquat.
Oh, I was going to say, my boyfriend loves mandarines. I'd take a few him, but...
It's a kumquat.
I don't know. I think this will shed in the bathtub. I'm already shedding. I don't need someone else shedding. Love their niches.
Oh, it's cooler in here. This little powder room does feel like it's a bathroom from a Hong Kong hotel. There's something a bit kind of nasty about it, to be honest.
Here's the newspaper clippings from the original Gatwick that they've used as artwork. Nice touch, but I think it's wasted in this hallway with no one to really look at it.
We're about to enter the master bedroom with the insane wall sconces.
Oh, they're precious. I've never seen anything like them. I'm all about them. And I love these golden, sunshiny Queensland tones in here with a sprig of wattle.
A touch of mustard. You know what's in this bathroom. It's Vaya Pashos' favourite shower.
Oh, dick to dick. Wang City. Beautiful view out that window, though. You wouldn't be looking at each other's bits.
Nobody's seeing any parts of you through this window.
And that slab of marble that the Netties donated to them. It's not as pokey as I thought it would be.
I'd be thrilled to have an ensuite as big.
I'm not sure.
Alexa's talking to us.
Alexa, do you like this place? Oh, okay.
Alexa, play some music.
Here is a playlist you recently listened to, 80s Pop for Sleep, from Amazon Music.
Cheers, Alexa! we are out of control today.
This walking robe's a goddamn nightmare.
Why?
Faux linen laminate. This thing is going to look disgusting in about 5 minutes.
What'll happen to it?
People made kitchens out of this sort of laminate in the 80s and they have not aged well.
I do enjoy the little vanity nook. We've set the cat amongst the pigeons by turning Alexa on. Karate chopped cushions, I've noticed.
TV niche. It's not so bad.
It's the Australian dream, TV in the bedroom.
There's a guy from Wangaratta told her to put it in or something.
Why wouldn't you, from the Wang? Does it look gold class cinema? Is that what they thought was gold class cinema? Here we are, final stop, Terrace of Jorm.
We're out here with the AstroTurf, aka where the dogs can take a crap if you have one.
I'm surprised none of the couples factored in a pet situation.
You know, what is right in front of us here? This is the olive tree that was inside the first version of their lounge room.
And why not just plonk it out here?
It's going to live a better life outside.
Yeah. I do really enjoy the terrace round table out here.
Stunning. This is all I'd really need. I would actually probably ditch the water feature. Now, I do love this apartment with my whole heart, but there's one thing that I don't like about it, and it's right behind you.
Oh, no. Is that Fitzroy Street?
Fitzroy Street. You can hear the cars. You can see Sevs across the road, which actually you can see two Sevs across the road. It's not the classiest location in Melbourne.
See, I think I still give Netties the edge because it felt like more of an oasis up in their penthouse, whereas now it's just cold, hard reality. Kate's husband Phil's here. You've seen them all too. What's been your preference so far?
I actually like the Netties as well. Yeah, so even though it's the warmest today, like the hottest today, but it's got a great view, and Callum's left his fingerprints all over every mirror in every block apartment, so he's left his mark.
Because they are a very rebellious family. Six-month-old baby just leaving his mark on the Gatwick.
He's wearing his combi gym jams today.
Okay, the city views around the corner, very impressive. Just pity you can't sit and enjoy them, really, from this terrace.
I kind of feel like they've got a better view of the city than the Netties because they don't have a tree right in the way.
But they haven't used the space to sit and look at it. You can barbecue from it.
Yeah, I'd be wanting an L-shaped kind of bench in the corner, I think. Wouldn't you love to sit and have some cocktails or eat dinner just watching the city?
Yes, but I just feel like Fitzroy Street would just distract me and stress me out.
Yeah, probably you'll have people like shouting die yuppie die at you as well, I think, from downstairs.
Or just, can I have a couple of bucks? Chuck it down.
Vaya Pashos, look who is here. It's your boyfriend.
Oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? It's Darren Palmer.
Don't go this hard.
And I think I'd be backing up the wrong tree there.
Yeah, but still, don't go the tongue.
Hi. Oops, tripping. Yeah, I'm Vaya. This is Kate.
Hi, Vaya and Kate.
We host a podcast about TV called Buddy Watch. We've been buddy watching The Block.
Uh-huh.
Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
Are you allowed to play favourites with that lot up there?
Look, I get asked what my favourite apartment is, and it's Norman Jess's, closely followed by Bianca and Carla's. But I don't have favourites in terms of...
I think we're twins on that front. That's exactly how I feel. The only thing that lets down Norman Jess's, I think, is possibly the proximity to Fitzroy Street.
Yeah, but those, I think those glass doors are pretty well insulated. I reckon when they're shut, you wouldn't hear a thing.
But how come they're your favourites, but they didn't have your books in their lounge room?
Yes, did that work? Did the Hayden and Sarah's cheap flattery, did that work at all on you?
Well, you've been watching the show. You know that didn't work for them.
They're still there, I see. They're giving it a good go.
Well, then I should be going in there and signing them for them, I think. Exactly. I think they've probably sat down and read them since.
It was better than I expected.
It's a great-looking apartment,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
And, like, Courtney and Hans's at night looks amazing. So there's actually something really good about every single apartment. And yeah. I could not tell you who's going to win. I wouldn't have a clue.
Well, this is my first time ever watching The Block. So I'm in now. I'm in. I'm hooked.
I've been around The Block 14 times. She's a new kid on the block.
Okay, what am I wasting my time talking to you for? I should be speaking to you and you only.
Because I'm your new biggest supporter, Darren.
So you're the new fans, yeah. You represent the new fan base, we love you too.
Thank you, that's all I need.
Also, Vaya is particularly fond of you in particular.
Yes, I'm particularly fond. I've taken a shine.
Okay, I'll turn it right back around, it's all about you now.
But I know nothing about design, Kate's the design expert. All right, we've come out the other side.
Vaya, what did you think?
That was a great time. I was having actual anxiety because I was scared of the crowds and the queue, which I swindled my way through.
You have some chutzpah.
It was so worth it seeing it all. It makes sense. It's like, hey, you want smell-o-vision when you watch MasterChef. This was touch-o-vision.
I was thrilled. I'll do it again next year.
If you can save me a spot, I'll come and do it with you. And we met my TV boyfriend. We got to yell at Sarah.
We got a selfie with Sarah, and she's queen of the selfie game.
Yeah, I wish I'd prepared better things to say. And we just saw Norman Jess at the signing just then. I wanted to yell out, why wouldn't you? But I didn't have the courage.
If we hang around for another 5 minutes, we can get the other famous couple of the block there for a signing, Keith and Dan.
I think I've hung the most shit on them on Twitter, so I should probably avoid them. Top marks. Great day out.
I'd recommend it to any block fan. If you can get your ass here next year, do it.
Just don't do it 48 hours early. 3 hours early will do it.
Sarah, oh my God,
okay.
Sarah and Hayden.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Sarah back, everybody's favourite TV villain.
I'm glad I'm everyone's favourite. I don't know about TV villain.
I was cheering for you. I had one of your signs before.
Oh, awesome. Because I did see that.
People get so worked up, but it's like you're cast for a reason. You're cast because you got personality.
Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't so much about us being villains. It was probably more that Hayden and I argued more banter, but they never showed the banter side of things. So they showed the argument that happened, but none of the laughing really that happened after that. And I think that's where they got all their footage from, really.
And a lot of couples argue that way. Like, a lot of couples muck around that way.
Can I just say, I've had so many married couples come up to me and be like, you guys are probably the realest couple out there. And I've turned around to them and I'm like, you know what? If you're a married couple and you don't argue, then you're the ones that need to see counsellors, you know?
That's why I don't think I could ever go on The Block, because I don't want to put my... I think I would just spend my whole time arguing with him. Yeah.
You nailed it.
Oh,
thank you. With that one comment, because that is so true.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think, you know what? You just really need to be real. We went in there being real all the time. We didn't change for anyone. And you know what? That's...
If you bottle it up, it'll break.
And I think by week 3, we all saw me bottle it up, and then eventually explode. So,
but it hasn't gotten to you too much, has it? All the craziness?
No, the craziness hasn't, but I have to admit, like, watching some of the episodes, and especially the week 3 episode where we got slammed by the judges, it's like you do relive everything that you went through. And that was the tough thing about it, was that, you know, I was crying on the couch while I was watching myself cry, you know, and just be all worked up because of what the judges had said.
But I would 100% cry if I went on a reality show and someone criticised me.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. It really does mean a lot to us. I think the judges set really low expectations, which is great because everyone walks in and they're like, oh my God, your place is amazing. So we're all right. We're just fingers crossed for everyone at auction, not just us. Like, and it's not really even about winning. It's more about just everyone getting a good result.
And after this, you can just do a whole bunch of other stuff after this anyway.
Well, fingers crossed. Like, I'd love to get in some form of media or whatever. But yeah, we'll see. The timing's got to be right with everything, doesn't it? So
get yourself up for a bit of yummy mummies action as well.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? You never know. Lovely to meet you too.
We are Buddy Watch, Buddy Watch Pod on all the socials. We're Kate and Vaya. Check to you next time.
Bye.